This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're taking you through Private Eyes.
What you're about to hear is audio between Jeff's friend CJ, who is also riding ATVs that evening, and Deputy James Rachel of Cass County. Deputy Rachel responded to a 911 call from the neighbor who witnessed Jeff's ATV falling off of his trailer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
So, now who is in the truck?
It was just me in the truck.
I know, I'm talking about that. Let's just start over with the story, with what happened.
How it happened. We all got together, we was riding back roads on side by side.
Right.
And we got back to Jamie's house. Everybody's going to bed, everybody's sleeping. And Jeff calls me on the phone and tells me she shot herself, she killed herself. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She shot herself, she killed herself. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He said, just follow me to town. So I follow him to town. I'm hauling, I get in my truck, and and all I see is a goddamn trailer with a side by side on it flopping around. So I slow down a little bit. And I call him up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, Jeff? She killed herself. She shot herself. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What's Jeff's last name?
Welburn.
Welburn?
Yep. And I asked him, I said, what the fuck are you talking about? I gotta go. So I keep on calling him back. He's talking about damn phone records. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And she killed herself. She shot herself. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, it's fucked up, man. Dude, it's fucked up. She killed herself. And I never got nothing out of them more than that. So I drive, I'm driving this way, and I seen this wrecked out happen to everybody out here.
Okay.
Like, what the? And you know how it is, everybody always fucking with people. Whoa.
Right.
And then I got here, and then law and all this, and I'm like, oh, fuck, it really did happen. But that's all I remember him saying. She killed herself. She shot herself. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is this all out there having a good time talking and shit? And he's telling me she shot herself. I'm like, I don't understand that. I don't know. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
I explain how it went down. I hope she's okay, because she was, everything was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we was all hanging out, bullshit around. Them two were getting along just better than you could imagine. I mean, they were, you know how a couple is.
Right.
Very aggressively fuck with each other, and everything was great. I don't understand it. I as far as I can tell, they're fixing to get down and do their deal and bone out. And then next thing I know, he's telling me that she shot herself, she killed herself. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So how many times did you try to call Jeff before you finally got in touch with him, you know? Just roughly.
Oh, here's my phone right here. We can do all this. Do you have all my phone records?
I don't.
Let's see, recent. Let's see, there's Tanya called me a while ago, Duncan called me. Three times to Jeff.
Three times to Jeff before he finally answered?
Yep. And this is where Jeff calls. 1240. 134.
Called you the first time. 1239.
Let's see. That's 1239 two times. Or 1234 two times. And then there's a missed call from him. Let's see. Shit. Right there. 12:34 a.m. He called me and we talked.
Okay.
Then this is my driver, my truck. Then he called at 12:39. I missed his call.
He called again at 12:40.
Called again at 12:40. We talked.
Okay. Is this where he asked you to follow him at 12:40?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, one of these.
And then you tried to call him three times before you got to talk to him again.
All right, 1:23.
At 1:23?
I called him three times.
All right. And that was the last time you talked to him?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him. He was all freaked the fuck out. He's like, I ain't. And I know Jeff good. He's like, oh, okay. She killed herself. She shot herself. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just phone me. And I seen him haul ass, and there wasn't nobody on that side.
Right, right.
It flew off the trailer.
Right.
It's a bad deal. I just hope to God she's okay. My God, I don't know why she would have done something like that. I mean, they were getting along. I mean, everything was great. I don't understand it. And Charlotte, he got to be worried about her if he had been
right
here for her side by side. But I mean, and I may be totally wrong, but I swear he said she shot herself, she killed herself. I said, what the fuck? As great as everything is going, why would she do that? I know women are fucked up.
Right. All right, CJ, that's pretty much what you told me.
Let me read it.
You feel free to read it. We need to rewrite it. We can. You can read all my scratches there.
She shot herself, she killed herself.
Okay.
Pretty much.
And of course, I just put down this report was wrote by Deputy James Rachel for CJ. Get you to initial it there and then sign it right here, please.
This one right here?
Yeah, the end of the, yeah, right there. All right, bud.
My statement is.
And probably what will happen, and I ain't gonna guarantee it, but they may call you tomorrow or next day or two and want to talk to you again about it,
sure.
See if you remember anything else or whatever, and go from there.
God forbid, I hope she don't die, but if she does die, then I guarantee I'll probably be in court.
Well.
And I hope to God she don't.
Like I said, I'm not. I don't know. I hadn't been out there, so I don't know what's.
What's her?
This is different over there.
Okay.
This is where she called in the four wheeler out there.
Okay.
But like I said, I hadn't been out there. Like I said, I was in Domino taking a report on a call, and they got that call out there, over there, and I started kind of heading this way, and then she called, or dispatch told me to go ahead and come on out here, and so, of course, I had a pretty good run to get here, so.
Well, the highway patrol, they wouldn't even listen to me. They didn't listen to me.
Right.
It aggravated the shit out of me because, you know, when something like this is a fresh memory
I agree with you, but, you know, one of the things, too, you know, and I'm not knocking this, John's new. He's, you know, yeah, he's worked in law enforcement. He's fairly new to, you know, the trooper and stuff like that around here. So it just takes him a little bit of time to get to know each other and get to know, you know, more, you know, might as well say the slower life pace life. You know, heck, he comes from, you know, Nacogdoches area, and so it's pretty much high-paced.
This is bothering me. I swear to God.
They're taught a certain way to do things, and you know, we're all pretty much taught the same way to do it. It's just a matter of you know, what their field training teaches them.
Well,
you know, from that point on.
Your field training probably is this guy's been drinking. You can't listen to him.
No, I'm not ever that way. I'll always listen to him, no matter. I don't care how much they've had drink. I may not be able to take a statement. But, you know.
I could be drunk off my ass at this statement here.
Right.
And I swear.
And some people that way.
I swear to God, he said, she killed herself, she shot herself.
And that's the reason why I asked you a while ago, you know, how much have you had to drink, you know, when was the last time?
I've been heavily drinking, but.
Right.
You'd said
it'd been what, about an hour or so ago that you had your last drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, and your size, you know, you can handle a lot more alcohol than I can.
Yeah,
you know,
I drink a lot.
Because you know, so you know, therefore, you know, you wouldn't be as intoxicated as me if we both drank the same amount.
But he told me that, and it was just like a shock. And then I called him, and then he called me. I called in, and then I guess it got her to the ambulance or, you know, and I swear to God, I don't know why she would have done it.
Right.
Because they were, I'm telling you, they were lovey-dovey,
Right.
I mean, it was just like, oh my God, dude.
Right.
They're fixed to have sex in front of us.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But.
Well, when you come up on the four-wheeler or side-to-side lane there, what did you do? Did you automatically stop here, or did you go and pass it up and then turn around and come back?
No, I pulled right over here.
You pulled over right there?
Because he had left, and I was coming. I was going to try to find where he was, and I seen it there.
The reason why I was saying is because she said in her statement there was a vehicle that she heard it, then she looked back out. There wasn't nothing, and then she looked back, and then there was a vehicle out here, and then it left again. So, you know, if you might have pulled up, you know, she heard it, and then you pulled up, and then you left to try to catch up with him, see what's going on, and then come back to try to protect the side-by-side.
After what he told me, I would have never tried to. I didn't give a shit about that.
Right.
I seen all them standing out there, so I stopped. Maybe they stopped here. I didn't know. But it flew off the back of the trailer.
Right.
He kept going to get her help or whatever. I don't know what they done.
So you stopped and you never left the scene after you stopped?
No.
Okay.
I stayed right here.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, that's what I was, you know. About how far you think Jeff was in front of you before you come up on it, you think?
A few minutes,
5-10 minutes?
Probably not that long.
Probably not that long? Okay. All right.
It may have been a minute, 2 minutes.
Okay.
All the I remember talking to him on the phone. She shot herself, she killed herself. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm. I mean, you know, you really don't grasp that, you know?
Right.
And then I called him, I'm like, what are you talking about? What's going on? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. She shot herself, she killed herself. She killed herself. She's like, what happened? And then, you know, I called, and I don't know if he threw the phone down, trying to do something or whatever, but I kept calling him back. And, you know,
so he never did tell you what happened?
All I know is shot herself, killed herself.
And then the phone was it. That was it. Okay.
Well, pretty much. I mean, I don't understand why she would have done that.
Right.
Because, I mean, that dude were holding hands, he's playing with his titties, and throwing up a coochie and all this, and they were making out and shit. Then that, I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it wasn't like they were pissed off with each other or nothing. It was just, I mean, it was like, yeah, they're fixing to go out in the woods and fuck in a second, you know?
All right. Here comes somebody up the road. I don't know if it's going to be chief or who, so.
But if y'all need me anymore, just let me know, you know.
All right.
Boy, it's a bad deal. I hope she's okay. Goddamn. He's got that ex-military.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You will wonder why the officer isn't questioning him about Danny's shooting. It's because he isn't responding to that at all. This is a completely different incident, as far as he's concerned. So even if you don't know what's going on, you have someone in front of you telling you repeatedly, she shot herself, she killed herself. I'm still going to, and maybe I don't have a backstory, but clearly that's going to factor in to me and some of my questioning. So now I know that there's a bigger investigation underway. He's offering his phone records. I'm not taking them. He's drunk. I'm letting him drive, or letting him leave the scene. So, I mean, I just don't even know what to make of this whole thing.
He doesn't ask who, what, where, when, how. None of the questions you're taught to ask, those basic questions. He doesn't say who shot herself. Where did she shoot herself? How did she shoot herself? None of those things.
And CJ was running the interview with Officer Rachel.
Well, and not only that, he is faulty in his own questioning or lack of questioning with CJ, but then he makes excuses for the other officer from Nacogdoches, or however you say that in Texas.
Okay, we'll get 25,000 letters from people. It's Nacogdoches, right?
I don't freaking know.
Okay. So if we're pronouncing it wrong, please correct us, but in a nice way. I think it's Nacogdoches.
Well, it's with a G.
I think it's Nacogdoches.
Here we go. Ready?
Nacogdoches.
But my point is, he's making excuses for that cop, you know, and why he's different at his job. Meanwhile, this guy.
Well, what did y'all think of the fact that he said, you know, if you need me, I'll be in court. I'll show up in court. Is that just ignorance, or am I reading too much into that? What did y'all think of that?
I think CJ knows more than he's telling Deputy Rachel. You know, the fact that in the first couple sentences, he's here, you can have my phone records. You can have my phone records. And now it's, I'll see you in court. He's definitely trying to establish his side of the story.
He's not involved.
Well, and he says that they're getting along just great. He says, better than you could imagine. Everything was great. Well, if he was there the whole time and Jeff's story contradicts that, this officer doesn't have any backstory, so he doesn't even know what to ask.
One thing that CJ said that I'm wondering about, where he said the other officer, John, from Nacogdoches, he tried to talk to him, But there doesn't seem to be any record of that. I'd like to know what he said to Officer John from Nacogdoches.
So in the next clip, you will hear CJ being interviewed by Cass County Chief Deputy Roy Barker on July 21st at 10 a.m., which is 2 days after the incident.
The next thing that you know is Jeff calls you at about what time? 12:40 or 12:20 or something like that. 12:40, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so he calls you and he says, and I think I'm going to quote here, says, "Old fuck, she shot herself, she killed herself," and then you told me she was more or less in a freak out mode. He was in a freak out mode.
Well, I mean, when he first started talking, it was calmness, you know, "Hey, dude, you know, got my stuff on here, I ain't got it strapped down real good." And then, "Oh, fuck, she shot herself, she killed herself, dude."
It's almost like he didn't know.
Right.
But at first he started off the conversation, he had his cam strapped down.
Well, he didn't strap down good. And then he come off with that, "Oh, fuck, she shot herself, she killed herself." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "She killed herself, she shot herself." I'm like, "Why? What happened?" He said, "I gotta call 911.
Okay.
Hung up the phone.
Okay. Then you had pulled out in front of him, right?
Right.
You were easing home.
Yeah.
And then you kind of pulled over and he flew by.
Right.
Going fast.
He was getting it.
And that trailer was just going back and forth. you figured.
Yeah, that trailer was flopping and whipping and everything.
Okay. So you kind of got in behind him, and up the road was his Can Am on the side of the road.
Yeah, he ran off and left me and got up there almost two springs, and his Can Am was laying there on its side, so I stopped right there.
Okay. Now, did you try to contact him again?
Yeah, I believe I probably tried to call him again. I can't remember. I believe it was before that while I was still trying to follow him. And I talked to him again after I talked to him that initial time. And I asked him, I said, "What happened?" He said, "Man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know." I was like, "Well," I tried to talk to him for a minute. He said, "I got to call my dad." And got off the phone again. Then I did try to call him another time or two or three, you know, to see what was going on, but never talked to him again.
And now, after that night, have y'all talked again since then?
Yes.
And what did he relate to you when he talked to you, maybe the next day?
Talked to him the next day. You had contacted me. You were wanting to get on with his dad, so the family could go get a truck.
Right.
And so I gave a shot and I called him. He called me back and we talked and he said, "Yeah, they're supposed to come get the truck." And I think he called me back or texted me back. I can't remember. He told me that the truck was gone.
Okay.
They didn't come and got it.
Has he been upset?
Yeah. He don't know how to, you know, how he try to figure something out, you know, he's trying to figure out why she would do it the way it sounds to me.
Okay. And he did tell you at one time she had made the statement that when she'd go out with the girls and stuff, the girls would talk to the guys and
all the girls. He was telling me that, you know, I guess they have kind of open-ended relationship. She sees guys or goes out and he sees other girls or whatever. I don't know if she sees guys, but her and her bunch of friends got together and went to a club somewhere or something. And she was telling him, you know, they were talking that guys always want to talk to their friends. Don't never really paid no attention to her. And
she gave me self-esteem.
And that's just what I read and took personally. Okay. So I made it.
So that night, when he was over talking to the women and stuff, you think she's over by herself?
Yeah, and he told me the next day, he said she got pissed off about it.
He's over talking to those other girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is just, have you ever seen them together before?
No, that's the first time I've ever seen them together.
Okay. Do you know her very well?
The only way I've known her, I've seen her at the park store in Hoop Springs.
Okay. Do you know him very well?
Know him pretty good.
Pretty good. Is he a violent person?
I've never known him to be a violent person.
Okay. Is he pretty easy going?
Really easy going. Laid back, I've never seen him confrontational. Now, he is a veteran of Iraq and whatever, but I've never seen no aggression come out of it.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that I've not said or not asked you about that you think you need to tell me? Is there anything that you know that you think I need to know?
No.
Okay.
I mean, well, if I can think of anything else, I will sure come back.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate you, Jim. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, that's it. I think I see it. Looks like 10:16. I appreciate you very much.
Well, is there anything I can do to help? I feel bad for the family.
How shocking is it to us hearing that CJ was ahead of him and he had to pull over to let Jeff go by? Anybody else find that shocking?
I think we all just gasped when we realized that's what was said and we had to go back and listen to it to make sure we heard that correctly.
But I want to know what Barker's looking at, because the written story is a little different than what we heard. When was this interview?
It was 2 days later.
What are the questions you would have liked to ask CJ?
Well, I definitely would have asked more open-ended questions. And just throughout the whole thing, I just felt like there wasn't a lot of specificity. It was just so vague. You know, I mean, and you're at the end, you're closing with what kind of person is Jeff like? Is he an easygoing person? Yeah, he's an easygoing person. I mean, when you're asking about character, you know, you certainly don't feed the adjective.
You don't tell them what they're supposed to say or what they said before.
Right.
That was driving me crazy throughout the entire process. They keep being the narrative instead of the witness being the narrative.
Yeah, again, it goes to who's in control.
The picture that they're painting of Dani is she's a depressed, low self-esteem female. How do they even know that? They're talking to CJ, his friend, who can't even get his story straight, who is also driving drunk, by the way, that the police didn't do a damn thing about. And you've got Jeff, the man about women, but poor old Dani is over in the corner with no self-esteem. That's why she killed herself, is the story.
Didn't he also say that he didn't know Dani?
Exactly.
So the fact that he's offering information and an opinion about her to begin with, when he doesn't even know her, goes to show that he's willing to say more than he knows.
You said you and Jeff are friends. So what are you willing to do for your friend?
I mean, no offense, y'all, but I would not cover up your murder.
Thank you. You know what's always funny to me, and this is through a private investigator's eyes, honestly, because I'm always shocked at what the friends will do for someone. And that person will cut a deal. And the friends are the ones that are going to pay the price. Always shocked by that. And when we're interviewing us, it floors me what we know. And they're lying, witnesses in general. And you're like, gosh, are you willing to give up your life, your integrity for this person?
It's wild.
I think there was probably a big age variance between Danny and the people at this party, you know, that she didn't have anything in common with them at all.
And isn't it all Jeff's friends?
I assumed. That's where I'm assuming. They're all late 30s. Well, and what Haley said is nobody in the family knew they were dating. I wonder how many actual people knew they were dating. How many of their friends or Jeff's friends, how many people actually knew they were dating?
However, CJ's story in the first interview is they were all over each other. Everything was lovely.
Right.
It's very telling that a person's willing to say one thing one day and 2 days later say something completely different. Who are you protecting?
Check my phone records, you know. But
he's not as forthcoming about that information, and he doesn't get the time right either.
Again, I go back to a couple of things. What was Barker looking at and reading from? It goes to show our system set up to whoever the witness is dictates and narrates the story. There's no digging. Even though the night it happened, there was a police officer that said something wasn't right. That alone should have opened up an investigation.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.